Welcome to 5-Minute Fridays with Medium Kim McBride. Join us as she unapologetically delivers life lessons to catapult you into enlightenment while peppering it with metaphysical topics.
The holidays are here. Now, what triggers in you? Dread, or you get all warm and gushy inside? Well, I'm here to talk about the reality of holidays versus the fantasy of holidays. And I'm going to make this pretty quick. Years ago, Twingo came to me and gave me this lesson. And he explained that when people walk into the door for a holiday, not only are they carrying gifts to give to their family, but they're also carrying their baggage. And that baggage is their role playing that they play in this family dynamics. And so that's foremost in their hands. That's the first thing up front. Because family dynamics were developed very early in age, okay, in the family. And roles were not developed by each member. They were kind of given it to them. I don't know how that is, but it starts very early. So like the baby of the family very early realized they were a princess or a prince, okay? Because they were the last kid, and the parents messed up with all the other kids, but they hoped to do the best with the last one. And so they're treated differently than all the other kids. So they get this role of being the baby, and they're coddled, and they're special in some way. And so sometimes they take on the princess or the prince role. I have one of those in my family. Really, I have two of them because I had two sets of families. You know, I had my mother's first marriage and my mother's second marriage. So there was a baby in both. And so this dynamic plays out in different ways. One was a girl, one was a boy. But the dynamics in the role is started the minute they walk in the door. And then here's just a quick list of different roles that play out in families typically. And I'm sure you've heard this list before. You know, the good girl, the good boy, the perfect one. Then we have the hero or the successful one. We have the black sheep, the rebel. We have the baby. We have the sensitive one. We have the responsible one or the martyr. We have the favorite one. Now, a lot of these roles can be combined depending on the size of the family. More kids, more roles. But what you want to do, and the gift that I was given from Twingo, is not to play into the family roles, not to perpetuate this same behavior. You know, if the perfect one, you know, she starts talking about her perfect house or perfect job or perfect kids, and that triggers the rebel that just wants to undercut her, use some sarcasm, try to put her down. This is the dynamics that plays out, because the rebel has never been accepted, has never been perfect, seen perfect in the family. They're always seen as the outlier. So you have to understand that this is what we all play out. I mean, we automatically go into it. But the gift I want to give you today is that you don't have to keep doing this. You don't have to keep playing your role, and you don't have to quit playing into their role. Nobody wants these roles, kids, okay? Nobody wants these roles. Sometimes there's good things about it. You know, it's nice for the rebel to say, ugh, I don't have to do all that crap my perfect sister does or the martyr in the family does. I don't have to play that game. So there's a benefit there. But in essence, what they really want is just to be the trifecta of love. This is what's going to make it a perfect a fantasy Christmas to them, or a fantasy New Year's to them, is because you now know this information, and you're going to come at them not playing your role, being very aware not to play your role, but to give them what they really want. And what they really want is love. But love is very hard to describe. But Twingo gave me the trifecta of love. And that trifecta is appreciation, validation, and understanding. And that does not mean we need to agree with them. That does not mean we need to play into whatever they're saying. But they need to be heard. They need to be not judged. You know, sit down with the rebel and say, what's going on in your life, Joe? What's up to it? And don't roll your eyes, and don't give him judgment, and just be. Now, people will react weird to you. They'll think, what's up with this one? Why is she treating us like this? But they'll it's really what they want. And you keep doing it, you keep treating them that way in the holidays, you will see a great change in these stupid roles of these dynamics that don't need to be playing out. So go into your Christmas and be different. Give them the trifecta of love, appreciation, validation, and understanding. And truly listen to them without judgment. So I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's from me and my team. And have a great holiday season.
Thanks for listening to 5-Minute Fridays with Kim McBride. For more practical advice with a punch, visit us at kimmcbride.com.